Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and use it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. You got any on any topic under the sun or anywhere in between those times. We got something that you can read or listen to or ask questions, get an answer. Take our poll question right there on the homepage. That takes about 4 seconds and maybe five. And then, of course, you can subscribe to my newsletter, which we'll send you electronically every Sunday afternoon. We've been doing that for over – we're in our 12th year of the newsletter and our 14th year of the show. Ed Abel has been with us for a number of those years as a member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of Abel Business Institute, and we're talking about what I call December cleaning. Ed, have you got a better name for it?
I constantly look at building my business as what's the strategy. So I look at it as a strategy session.
Okay. That's a good idea. So when you say strategy, what do you mean?
Well, you know, I keep coming back to this, and I know I repeat myself, but sometimes the value in it can't be overlooked, which is we tend to get caught up in our business. We're even large business owners, but as a small business owner, we're involved with so many aspects of our business that we need some structure and we need some guidance and timing and focus as to what we should be doing and looking at and when. And that's why your show is great.
Where do I want to be in the future, and what's it going to take to get me there? That's a simple definition of strategy. So let's talk about some of these things.
Well,
we're talking about doing December cleaning, folks. We're talking about, or as Ed encourages, every quarter, making sure at this moment that you don't carry anything into the new year that you don't need. And one of those things, Ed, could be customers. You know, if you got customers who won't let you make a profit, if they keep requiring so much service and aren't willing to pay you for that, or if they just won't pay you at all. You know, they're you know, stretching you out 60, 90, maybe more. Those people are not your friends. They're not really customers. They're more like leeches. You got to get rid of those, don't you?
Well, you got to, before you get rid of them, you got to go in and create and establish a relationship with them to find out what's going on.
Try to redeem them.
Say that again.
Try to redeem them.
Yeah. You know, I was actually speaking about that this last night in a program I teach, which is, you know, we work so hard at getting customers before you fire a customer, as I've heard frequently people talk about. You better make sure that you've done everything in your power to reestablish the relationship and find out what's going on. Because
is it okay to go to them, Ed, and say, John, you've been a customer of mine now for a year or 6 years or 16 years, and we really like working with you guys, but I got to be honest with you, our relationship is not profitable for my company, and here are some of the reasons why. Can you help me fix this? What's wrong with that?
Well, I don't think it's – I think it's important to use the right words, and what – I stay away from, and it's my own philosophy, is using the word profitable to the client.
Ah, okay.
And because, you know, right away, people are funny around money. And so rather than using a word like profitable, I would start talking about, is the relationship working for you? You know, Jim, mm-hmm. I've been providing services for you for the last couple of years, this, that, and the other thing. Is it working for you? And when they say, yes, it is, say, great. Here's one of the situations I'm dealing with. I need you to pay more timely, or it's obvious you're not paying me on a timely basis. What can we do to improve that?
Mm-hmm.
So that we start getting more connected with the relationship. And once you've established it's working, they're not going to be so quick to, you know, stop it. And I have found that once you get in that relationship, the establishment of it's working, now you've got an opportunity to figure out what has to occur so we can both stay in this relationship.
Right. But you've got, but somehow you've got to let them know. I mean, there's got to be something, you got to talk about what's in it for you. And that's the hard part, isn't it? Getting them talking about the relationship without actually sounding like it's all about you, even though at this moment, that's what the conversation is all about.
Well, I think that, but there's also a given understanding. You know, if we're both in business, we understand why we're here. And so, yes, I agree that if you can comfortably speak about it, awesome. But there's also the understanding that, hey, I'm here in business to make money. You're in business to make money. We're working together for some common goal. What is that? And let's make sure we're achieving it. And by the way, let's talk about the terms we've got going on.
Right. Yeah. And but, you know, at some point in time, though, if you're getting very close to firing a customer, I mean, if it's gotten that bad, and that's been going, there's been a lot of that in the last couple of years, as you know, Ed,
yeah.
When it's gotten that bad, I mean, I think if you're at the point where you're about ready to fire them, you know, I actually don't think there's anything wrong with being specific and being totally candid about the situation. You know, John, you can't be successful with your customers unless they allow you to make a profit, unless they pay you on time. And I can't do that either. And that's what's going on in our relationship right now, our business relationship. And I value it. I'd like to continue it, but I need your help. What's wrong with just saying I need your help? I want you to answer that question when we come back after these messages. And we're going to move into quickly after we come back. We're also going to talk about some other things like people who owe you money. What do you do about that? Do you write it off at the end of the year or not? How do you make that decision? Also, a couple of other things like that with Ed Able after these messages. Able Business Institute is his company. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.